It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Your spouse or your partner may be off at work, missing for 8 hours a day, and quite possibly he or she is involved in a business relationship that is intense, intellectually stimulating, with sexual undertones. Tina Louise Chadwick writes about what she calls the office spouse in a new workplace magazine called Worthwhile. I talked with her earlier about how workers know when they have an office spouse and if that person is usually a boss or just a coworker.
Often it's a peer because you're kind of on the same level, so you have a we're in this together type feeling. Once that's created, you start depending on one another. And I have a really good example of where I started realizing, I'm closer to this person than it's kind of odd, is I was sitting at dinner with my partner from work, my husband, his wife. So the four of us were sitting at dinner. This is before we were about to leave for a 4 or 5 week trip, and we have to travel together a lot. And he ordered something, and then the waitress went to walk away, and I said, hold the mayonnaise on his, because I knew from spending so much time that he was allergic or didn't like it.
You knew from lunch orders, right?
Lunch, dinner, whenever. And so, of course, it was that awkward moment of, okay, shouldn't the wife have said that, or him say that? Or
Let's hope the wife knew it.
Right. Well, I'm sure she did. But, it was just that kind of moment of everybody exchanged looks, and it was like, ah.
Mm-hmm. Do wives become jealous, or do husbands become jealous, when their spouse would be willing to have a discussion at length in the workplace with somebody else? In other words, an intellectual jealousy going on here.
I think absolutely, because especially if you've got spouses or people who are passionate about what they're doing and someone else shares that passion with them, but the spouse at home really can't ever get to the level of understanding that the person's work husband or wife has, so you've got that going on. They have a better intellectual playground with the person at work than they do at home. I could explain to you what I do, but you could only understand to a certain degree from what I tell you. You won't experience it in a visceral sense, whereas my partner at work, we can talk at a much deeper level. So we connect on a much deeper level.
Right. Now, you're talking about something different than, let's say, an older boss and a younger employee.
Yes.
And what could be sexual harassment. You're talking about a co-equal existence in the workplace.
And often mutual between them. You meet someone, and I guess the term that people always use is if you click with someone, that's what starts it off, is you click with someone, and then you kind of find yourself, in meetings, you seek them out to sit next to, on business trips, you want to travel with that person. So you kind of find yourself gravitating towards them, and then what happens is a relationship develops. Not bad at all. It's just that if there's attraction involved, that has to be dealt with.
Are you recommending that both people talk about this, about recognizing danger signals, about recognizing what sort of relationship they're in?
I don't think personally I'd recommend anything to anyone, because situations and variables are so different case by case. I do think if you recognize that there's an attraction and you're getting signals from the other person, depending on your relationship, it wouldn't be a bad idea to address it in some way, whether it's stopping yourself from sending the cues, addressing it with that person directly. You have to do things like that to kind of nip it in the bud, because if you let it go and ignore it, it's still going to have a life of its own.
Now we get to the really tricky point here. You quote a psychologist in your article as saying that kind of sexual energy can really enliven a company. Now, I can imagine human resource managers around the country hearing those words saying, oh my gosh, how can somebody, a professional, suggest such a thing?
I'm waiting for the letters.
Yeah.
We've got the hands on the keys ready for those letters. What that is speaking to is, if you're attracted to someone, that doesn't necessarily mean in the bad way or in the way that's inappropriate, I guess is what I should say. You can be attracted to someone's mind, like us talking. That's great. I'd love to keep talking to you because before, we had great conversation. That doesn't mean that it's going to go any further than that. But what that does do, if you're attracted to someone in a mental sense, is you want to be with them more. So you talk to them more, you're more open with them, you share more ideas, you have more of an energy about what you're doing together. So what that does is put more energy into whatever work that you're doing. So the company benefits by having people who are aggressively happy about working together.
So go ahead, but beware, right?
I say go ahead, but beware. Just be mature and responsible. Realize what you have at home is probably real, and what you have at work is created by an unrealistic environment.
Tina Louise Chadwick's article is called Till 5 p.m. Do Us Part, Inside the Almost Sexual World of Office Spouses. It's in the May edition of Worthwhile magazine. Thank you, Ms. Chadwick.
Yeah, thank you.